back at you live. What's going on, people? We got a special guest. We got a guest on the show, finally. A lot of people said I couldn't get him. Skincy, the sports guy. I've been trying to get this guy in here for a while.
I think you were trying to avoid me for a while, is what the problem was. So that's the word on the street.
He's a wild card. He's a wild card, this guy.
He's so hot right now.
First time to the podcast. It's not, but this might end in a fist fight.
It depends how quick you piss me off on what you say.
I mean, I've seen you eat raw hamburger meat. You remember that?
Yeah, that's good stuff. Actually, there's a lot of protein in there.
You don't eat raw hamburger
meat.
Yeah,
I still do, actually.
You liar.
No, it's good stuff for you.
You ate that by the fistful. You remember that?
Yeah.
Complete animal.
You can go down to Mulgrew's. This is no lie. You can go down to Mulgrew's in East Dubuque, and you can order yourself a hamburger, and you can ask for it raw, and they will serve it to you on a bun.
That's not true.
I shit you not. It's true.
Shit.
Try it sometime.
Down to Mulgrew's, so that you can get a raw hamburger and you can eat it there raw.
Now, granted, this was back when Norma Peacock and used to work there, so I think she could get away with anything. She would smoke cigarettes as she was serving up the chili dogs, and the ashes would fall down into the chili dog water. That's why it was so damn good, and I think that's why they turned green sometimes.
Is that place still open?
Yeah, they're still serving away down there.
Really?
Get yourself down there.
I
don't eat the gut
that.
Bombs anymore. I've been trying to stay away from that stuff. Those nitrates will kill you.
You don't eat raw hamburger meat.
Yeah, I still do. Yeah, I do. Every now and then I like to indulge myself into a little bit of raw hamburger.
I'd like to see that happen.
Yeah, come on over sometime. We'll have one together. They're awesome.
Skincy, the sports guy, biggest Dodger fan.
I did go to Game 6 of the 2020 World Series in Arlington, Texas, in the bubble.
What's the bubble?
Well, you know, they put everybody to play the playoffs, and the World Series got moved to Arlington, Texas. So the Dodgers actually played the second and third round playoff games in Arlington while other teams played in San Diego, and then the World Series moved to Arlington to a neutral site.
Was there a lot of people there?
There was 11,500 fans that were allowed in the stadium. Tickets were only sold in pods of four.
Very expensive, I would say.
Actually, it wasn't too bad. I really want to talk about the financial aspect of this because you're kind of making me feel a little bit.
Well, I was going to get into something that you really don't want to get into, so I'll cut that out.
Yeah, you don't. Now you're starting to act like other people that wants to know, you know, what your financial situation is, and I think that's a little bit out of bounds.
I'm a little out of line.
Yeah, you are.
Okay,
so stop.
Please. I will stop right there.
You're making me feel embarrassed.
Christmas is right around the corner. Can we stop Christmas? Why are people doing Christmas? The adults. Do you have to buy presents for adults and your family? What are we doing?
Well, yeah, I think you do.
Well,
I mean, you want to make people feel...
Christmas is for kids.
Special.
Come on, man.
No, everybody likes to have that, especially after this year. You know, everybody talks about the 2020 COVID impact. Well, what the hell?
Like... My wife will get her sister a gift card. They'll exchange gift cards. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
And they're not shopping. And they're just clicking on stuff online. Hey, you know what I mean? Here's something I clicked on when I was high on muscle relaxers sitting on the couch.
Not to change the subject, but is she an Amazon person?
Oh, God. Who isn't?
That drives me absolutely crazy.
No, what do you mean? Everybody's at...
I know it. Everybody's Amazon, and you'll go on. I see, like, I don't want to call anybody out here, but when you get on Amazon to buy yourself some fucking toothpaste.
Yes.
Really? Can't you just go to Aldi's and get the Aldi brand of toothpaste, which is probably just as cheap? But all of a sudden, when you buy it in bulk on Amazon, it's like a fucking deal. I don't get it. Like, you can go to Sam's Club and buy it in bulk.
Amazon's taking over the world. You know that. They're going to take over everything.
Yeah, they're doing a pretty good job of it,
they
really
are.
I like to go on Amazon myself. I mean, I bang on other people for being on Amazon, but I'm on there all the time.
I just think these gifts for adults... I mean, Christmas should be for kids. It's fine. I asked my daughter what she wants for Christmas. Nothing. She don't want anything. She wants a new phone.
Yeah, so she can get the brand new Amazon app.
So
she can do all of her shopping online.
It's all about the phone. It's all about the internet. If it's not online, it doesn't exist to her. Like, toys. stores. What are you talking about? That's not even a thing anymore.
Yeah, I know it. Nobody goes to the stores anymore. When people say they want to go shopping, hell, just get on Amazon, get your shopping done quick. That's the way I do it.
8 seconds ago, you hated Amazon.
Are we getting back to the bubble thing? Because I think you're getting off track again.
No, yeah, that's exactly what I was going to talk about, is that bubble.
You know, the only thing that I would say about the bubble for the 2020 World Series is it seemed odd because there was no real advantage for any team. You don't go to the home field. You're not playing in front of your packed fans. I would say the bubble favored the Dodgers because it seemed to me like Tampa. Okay, the Tampon Rays only had a few fans in that stadium, and you could count them on two hands, the ones that I saw, because there was a lot of L.A. fans there.
When's the last time you were to L.A.?
I was in Dodger Stadium, I believe, back in 1997.
Oh, it's been a while.
I'm just kind of making that up.
It's been a while.
It's been somewhere in that area. You know, but who doesn't like a Dodger dog? And when you went to the bathroom, you got to hear Vin Scully.
And Scully.
Calling the game while you were in the bathroom. How exciting is that?
Oh, you like Vin Scully. You're a big Vin Scully fan, right?
Vin is the man. I'm telling you.
All right, let's play this clip.
Uh-oh.
All right, for those who don't know, Vin Scully is the Dodgers. What is he? The Dodgers?
Well, he was the play-by-play guy. He did
tell
mostly
the people
radio.
Who Vin Scully
and,
is.
One of the greatest broadcasters of all time. He started with the Dodgers back in the 50s.
Hall of Fame.
When they were in Brooklyn. So he called games that Jackie Robinson was playing in, and he's amazing. His voice is just, there's no other.
And usually he's very professional.
Very much so.
However, here's a little clip. He went a little rogue.
Honored, first, nobody else. All in one. Perez, 25 years old. Originally drafted by the Tigers. Lives in Venezuela. Boy, can you imagine, you're a young kid playing in the United States. You're from Venezuela. And every time you look at the news, it's a nightmare. A bunt attempt is missed. Runners were holding, 0-2. Socialism failing to work as it always does, this time in Venezuela. You talk about giving everybody something free and all of a sudden there's no food to eat. And who do you think is the richest person in Venezuela? The daughter of Hugo Chavez. Hello. Anyway, 0-2.
You gotta love Vin. He just lays it out there. He tells it the way it is. Was that Tony Perez that was up to bat? That was sounded like it was in the 70s.
Was it that long ago?
I think so. I mean, I believe they were probably playing the Cincinnati Reds there the way it sounded.
0-2 at the end.
He doesn't miss anything.
To the commentary.
He does. That's what everybody loved about Vin Scully. He could wrap any story into a game and make it.
Think he got in trouble for that? I mean,
never.
And that portion of the show is brought to you by a great new sponsor that I have on the show. It's the Captain Crunch Mouth Guard. Finally, nothing better than a bowl of Captain Crunch. Are you kidding me? This stuff's like crack. It's so good. The problem is, once you start eating a bowl of Captain Crunch, you get carried away. We've all been there. 9 times out of 10, you'll destroy the roof of your mouth when you eat Captain Crunch. That's a fact. That happens. It's okay. You know, you try to have restraint and eat like a normal person, but let's face it, you're a pig. And it's so good. It's just hard to slow down. I actually had to stop eating Captain Crunch for a very long time until these guards came out. Because I ended up in the emergency room a few years ago from Captain Crunch. I ate a big bowl before bed. I had quite a buzz going at the time. And I was going really hard on it for some reason. And then I went to bed with the roof of my mouth in shreds, you know, and then I woke up and I had staph infection. I could barely walk or talk for 3 weeks. Ended up in the hospital. I was fed intravenously for, a few weeks, and I was on OxyContin, developed quite an addiction to that. It was a mess. But now we have the Captain Crunch mouth guard, and, you know, you just slide this little piece of plastic in your mouth before you eat, and you're good to go. It kind of looks like a little retainer with the Captain Crunch logo on it. It's cute. It's fun. It's a good stocking stuffer. You're looking for a present for somebody? You know, it's like $2 or something. It's like $1.99. They're cheap. They try to stock them in the cereal aisle, but they don't last. People buy them up. You got to go online to get this stuff, usually. Best place to go is CaptainCrunch.com. Get yourself a mouth guard. Put in the promo code Tony Walker Podcast. Get 2% off. This is an easy thing to do, man. Just go out, get your guard today. You know, if you're going to eat Captain Crunch, be safe about it, please. Don't end up in the emergency room like I did. I mean, at a certain point, I'll be honest, I was praying for death. And that's how bad it got. Please do not mess around with Captain Crunch without the mouth guard. Would you do that for me? Thank you.
So, getting back to the whole 2020 World Series, it seems like we're avoiding this a little bit.
No, we're not.
I know that you kind of got your own agenda, and I've heard that from time to time when I listen to this show.
No.
Okay.
No agenda.
So, you know one of my pet peeves? A couple of them.
Okay.
One was when the Dodgers did win it, all of a sudden there became an asterisk next to the season mm-hmm. because it was only 60 games. All right, first of all, people, everybody played 60 games. Everybody had the same shot. Wow. So, asterisk or not, you know, you can pretty much take that asterisk and stick it up your ass.
Okay.
Because there is no asterisk.
I did not know that.
Then, secondly, you start hearing all this stuff from these Cub fans start coming out of the woodwork and start knocking Kershaw. Are you kidding me? I had one guy compare Clayton Kershaw to Yu Darvish.
Why the fuck would you do something like that?
Who are we talking about?
Yu Darvish pitches for the Cubs, right? And he right. did have a pretty good season. You know, he was a Cy Young finalist. Did he win a Cy Young? Hell no.
No!
How many has Clayton Kershaw won? Three.
Cy Young Awards, people.
Three Cy Young Awards. He's won the Triple Crown in baseball, which no pitcher since, I believe it was Doc Gooden back in the 80s, has won the Triple Crown, which means, for those that don't know what the Triple Crown is in baseball,
right.
it's ERA,
stupid
strikeouts,
people.
And wins.
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, we as baseball fans know that, but you know there's other people that are posers that don't know.
Surprise, motherfucker.
So, all those people that are hating on Clayton Kershaw, like, I got one thing to say to you. Go fuck yourself.
So, would you like to address anyone specifically to that rant?
Yeah, I would. I'll definitely call that person out. And you know this person as well.
Okay.
It's Ricky Hosh over at Shorty's Saloon. So, I'm not afraid to say it.
Wow.
So, if you're over at Shorty's and Ricky starts ranting about how good Yu Darvish is, why is he on the trading block for the Cubs this year?
Yeah, explain that.
You know
that.
Why? Because he's not that damn good.
Wow.
All right?
That hurt.
Yeah.
That's the way it's going down. Calling
That's the way
out.
It is. You got to call them out.
This
you
is
You can't
good.
Take that shit from people.
This is good.
Like, when you start taking shit from people, that's when you start going backwards in life.
Wow.
I'm not a doormat.
No, this is getting good now.
Yeah.
You're going to have some repercussions.
Yeah, well, you just can't piss people off. It's the same way with the power rankings that come out, right? You hear this from all Packer fans. Hey, did you see the Packers are number one in the power rankings?
Winning.
Yeah, did you see the Packers play in the worst fucking division in football? Did you?
Is that true?
It is in my mind.
It is in my... You hate every other team but the Dolphins, right? Like,
well,
you just have disdain for every... single team, but the Dolphins.
So, yeah, that's somewhat true.
I mean, you are a diehard Dolphin fan.
Yeah, I do. Hey, and Brian Flores coming to South Florida to the beach, he's done a phenomenal job.
Well,
they have the youngest team in football right now, the Dolphins do.
How are you liking Tua? You got to be loving that.
Yeah, I'm liking him a little bit more every time I watch him play.
How could you not?
Yeah, he's a southpaw, which is a little weird. You know,
right.
you're used to seeing the big... Dan the man back there, we're in number 13. Number one looks a little bit different to me, but, you know, I got to get past that.
He's better than Dan Marino, though.
Oh, Jesus. Now here we go again.
No?
No.
You think Dan Marino could play in this climate, these players?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, no problems whatsoever.
You don't think the game's changed at all since that era and Dan Marino would be flat on his back?
No, not at all.
He had a quick release, if I remember right.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Too quick. Yeah. You know, and again, crowning the Packers, that's another thing you hear, too. The Packers, every year the Packer fans are like, oh, yeah, this is the year that we're going to win the Super Bowl again. okay, people, Aaron Rodgers has been playing, what, 12, 13 years? How many Super Bowls has he won?
How many did he win?
One.
Is that right?
One.
I like him, though. You don't like him at all, do you?
I don't mind him.
He seemed to, he's like, kind of lost a step, maybe. He's not as good as he used to be. Is
well,
that true?
He doesn't have that surrounding, those surrounding characters anymore. But you know what he is really good in, though?
What's that?
Those State Farm commercials. He's freaking hilarious.
Now, I thought you were going to say something on the field, and you went to his commercials.
He is funny in State Farm. Here's the other thing I don't get about Aaron Rodgers. You're dating Danica Patrick.
Does that seem weird to you?
No, but it seemed, you know, it seems weird to me. He's not dating her anymore. Why? Did she find something out about his lifestyle?
Let me ask you something about the NFL. I have a problem with the NFL. Let's see where you come down on this. I have a real problem with the tie. I don't like teams that the game ends in a tie. This, what are they doing? This should not be.
Yeah,
why are there not riots in the streets after these games? Very dumb. What is the point of the tie? It's very un-American.
Yeah, it's pretty stupid.
I would be pissed if I went to that game and ended in a tie. I mean, there you are. You spent money on a ticket. You got a babysitter and no winner. They got to be able to figure something out, right? I mean,
I would think. I mean, it's not that hard. Don't even have the running clock in overtime.
That's an idea.
Stop it. Stop the madness. Clock. Or go to a college system and start at the 35-yard line instead in the NFL.
Because what they do is a coin flip, right? For who gets the ball. That's the coin flip has to stop. We don't need a coin flip, do we?
I don't know.
I mean, that's just so arbitrary.
Yeah, the home team should have to kick off.
Like, that's one way you could do it. You could do an arm wrestling match between the two strong. You could do a foot race. You could do who can kick the farthest field goal. You could do guess how many jelly beans are in the jar. Who's ever? I mean, I don't care what
well,
you do.
Well, now you're taking it away from the actual aura of sports when you start talking about jelly beans.
Well, coin flip.
Yeah, coin flip.
How is that different? A coin flip has got to go. It's irritating. A tie? When I see a team who's got a tie in their record, I'm not impressed with that team.
No, I'm not either.
I'd rather see a loss than a tie.
Yeah, it doesn't count either way.
It doesn't look good.
It's stupid.
They got to fix that.
You know, what are you going to do? They just don't want to move away from protocol and things that they established years ago.
It's just these ties. They got to get rid of the ties. I'm not down with that. And anything would work. I mean, just fix it.
Yeah, maybe they should ask Yu Darvish what he thinks about that.
Yu Darvish?
Yeah, I think Yu has all the insight to what needs to happen with the National League.
Are you going to get the vaccine?
I am going to get the vaccine.
You're not an anti-vaxxer?
I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I get the flu shot every year.
Do you?
I got to protect myself. You know, when you're as active as I am and you're out there, you got to protect yourself. You know, it's just the way life is.
Yes, queen.
What about Trump?
Oh, Jesus. What a mess.
Well, it's a mess. What I mean, do you ever look at his you don't have Twitter?
I see enough of the Twitter with him that I don't really need it. Here's my thing. And it relates to sports, right?
What doesn't with you?
I know. So here's the deal. Last year, he kicked, or not last year, 4 years ago, he kicks Hillary Clinton's ass. And he's proud of it, right?
Right.
And he's puffed up with pride, and he's letting Hillary know she got her ass kicked. And it was great stuff to see. It was very entertaining. So fast forward again. And I'll correlate it to our good friend Large, Mike Largent,
okay,
from East Dubuque. This is a dig on him because he's a big Padres fan.
You came
right?
on here to dig on people. I like.
Yeah,
this.
I did. He's a big Padres fan. Now, I'm going to get back to this Twitter thing. Big Padres fan, and he was convinced this was the year that the Padres were going to take the Dodgers down. Well, guess what happened? They got swept.
Suck it, Michael.
Yeah, bitch. Lick on that. And he's a big Trump fan as well. And his boy got his ass whooped this year. And now he's trying to do everything he can to stay in the White House.
Do you think a lot of people need it? They need the Trump. They can't deal with the fact. I work with a guy. He's a really smart guy. And he still insists that Trump is going to pull a rabbit out of his hat. He's still going to be president. You just wait. It's all coming out. It's going to be 4 more years. They got the proof. It's still coming. Now, here's a Trump tweet from 2 hours ago. This is what it says. And it's all in all capital letters. The Democrats dumped hundreds of thousands of ballots in the swing states late in the evening. It was a rigged election.
Like, holy shit.
He's still going.
He is going.
I mean,
here's the thing about the Trumpster. Not only is he not going to pull a rabbit out of his hat, he's not even going to pull a rabbit out of his ass.
He's looking foolish now.
He is. He's like, dude, I get it. Hey, I'll be the first to admit, I voted for the Trumpster. I'm not ashamed to say that. Now, he's a little rogue.
How do you think he did? I thought it was funny. Very funny. That guy's got chops.
Yeah, he does. That guy can bring it.
He could still do stadiums of just him making fun of Democrats.
Yeah.
And fill them. He's going to fill stadiums.
Well, you know, you got Joe Biden over there who's falling asleep. And Camellia. Isn't that Camellia. What Trumpster calls him? Calls her
Kamala. The way you said Kamala was a bit
well
much.
Anyway, she's going to be running the country at some point, so you know, everything could go to hell in a handbasket. Who knows?
You're not a big Kamala fan?
Well, you know, you get I'm kind of treading on a piece of thin ice here. Sometimes when you get women in powerful positions, things go haywire. Like, scary.
Misogynistic too. Yes. Yes. Yeah. You know, they're saying he keeps saying it was a rigged election. The problem is he won last time. So if it was rigged, I mean, it's kind of hard to say it's rigged when you won the first time.
Isn't that what Hillary was saying? It was rigged because the Russians got involved or something.
Maybe it is rigged. Who knows? Yeah. But who's to say, right? Who knows for sure?
I think it's a bunch of horseshit, to be honest with you. I'm getting tired of hearing about it. And then you got these people that get on Facebook. There's another one of my rants that are Biden supporters, right? Okay, Trump got his butt kicked. They've been ripping on Trump for the last 4 years, talking about how terrible he is, how bad of a person he is, how big of a sexist and racist he is, which, you know, could be, couldn't be. I don't know. I don't care. But here's the thing. Your boy won. Shut up. Let it go.
I don't think they can. I think there's going to be a withdrawals for these people. Even the people who are against Trump, there's going to be withdrawals. Like, what are they going to do when he's gone? I think just people are addicted to Trump, either hating him or loving him. They're going through withdrawals now. They have to go through the withdrawal of Trump, and it's going to be tough.
There's one word for those people. Assholes. Shut up already, would you? Like, knock it off. Who cares? All right?
When does it ever matter?
Sleepy Joe won. Take the victory and go home.
Facebook is a cesspool, though, is it not? I mean, it needs to be shut down.
Yeah.
We couldn't handle it. Sorry, Zuckerberg, but we couldn't handle it. These people are posting every day.
Stupid shit.
Crimes against humanity. There should be a class action lawsuit against
just
some
of dumb
these
stuff. And then people take their... You know what really pisses me off? I'll tell you what pisses me off. When people take their drama and they put it on Facebook.
Oh, it's fun.
Okay? I could give two shits about who treated you a certain way.
Oh, yeah. The drama queens.
Yeah. Suck it up, man. Stop. Stop with the madness. Quit being a little bitch about it.
What about the COVID people on Facebook? I have a lot of those. I don't know if you do. I have one guy who's posting the COVID numbers all the time. And he almost seems like he's rooting for COVID at this point. He's like, 10,000 cases and it's just gonna go up.
I know a person like that. You know what time it is to do when you find that?
What's that?
Unfollow.
Oh, I could never.
Really? It's like listening to the news. I don't know if you listen to Ron Steele, but he looks like he could hide his own Easter eggs, first of all. And then secondly, he gets on there and goes into these friggin' rants about how the numbers are going up and how many Iowans are dying. Okay, Ron, thanks.
Does it feel like they're enjoying it?
Yeah, it does. He's got a smile on his face. He's got a shitty-ass smile on his smirk on his face when he's talking about it. Like, I'm happy and it hasn't attacked me yet. Well, maybe it will, dickweed.
Phones have taken over everybody.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I had this Packer fan I was at the store the other day down at Hy-Vee. You know those self-checkouts?
I do.
There's a certain protocol for those self-checkouts.
Yes.
And it's not typically, it's one line. It's not a double line. Okay? It's just one. One line, everybody gets behind each other and stays in one line.
It's not a double line.
No, it's not a double line. So anyway, I'm there with Janie, right?
Hi, everybody. It's me.
And she makes a double line. Because she figures, okay, if this person goes, I'm going to go there and you can go there.
You can't do that.
And I was like, wait a second, there's one line.
Yeah,
you can't make
two
lines. Well, anyway, she did it.
She made a double line.
She made a double line, and then she goes up, and this little young girl with this Packer.
Back to sports.
Yeah, with this Packer hat on. It wasn't just a hat, it was a stocking cap. And she's got this out-of-control kid with her that she cannot corral, right?
Perfect.
Screaming, hollering. I go up to follow Janie to get into the line, and she says, oh, you're butting. And I say, excuse me, I'm not butting. I was standing here.
This happened in Hy-Vee?
Yeah, in a single line. I'm standing here in line. These other people are here. She's like, you're butting. Just go ahead. I said, no, you can go. Go ahead. And I said, Janie, come on back. This girl wants to get into line to check out. And she's like, oh, you're with her. Go ahead.
Oh, so then it was okay.
Yeah. No, now wait a second.
Okay.
Here's the best part. The little Packer Jacker, as I walk by her, says to me, asshole.
No, she
did. Yes, didn't. She did.
What's the age on this person?
I would say she's in her 20s.
Perfect.
Yeah. So
what'd you say?
I turned to her and I said, excuse me. And she said, I wasn't talking to you. Who else was she talking to? I was the only person there. You little bitch.
Wow, you got punked out.
Well, then she had to check out across from us. And you know Janie. She's going to say stuff.
What, did Janie say something?
Oh, yeah. She said she can't control that kid. That's her problem. She's just frustrated.
Oh, that's rich.
Yes. What's that called? You got cock knocked when you do that.
She'll cut a bitch. Janie will cut a bitch.
So anyway, she left with her tail between her legs with the kid screaming.
Wow.
So that was interesting.
All right, it's time for guys I can't hang out with.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are we going to call a few people out we know?
No, I don't do that. You can do that if you want to.
Really?
Number one, guy can't hang out. Well, I can, but these people are a bit much sometimes. What do you think about guys who refer to you? I got a guy I work with. He always calls me boss. Hey, boss, or champ, or buddy, or like chief. Hey, chief. You like that? I don't like that. It's passive-aggressive terms. They sound positive, but really they're just kind of showing their dominance, right?
Like, yeah, why not just say, hey, dickhead? I mean, seriously, it's the same thing.
Don't call me chief,
yeah.
Right?
I'm not your chief.
I'm not your...
Is that a microaggression? I'm learning about that in corporate America, microaggression.
That is a microaggression.
Yeah.
To call someone a boss?
Yeah, tell me.
You like to be called boss? If someone, hey, boss... Or like, oh, you're checking out at a gas station. Thanks, boss.
No, I like to be called he or him.
Do you know there's people that want to be called them and they? Are you
yes,
aware?
Yes, I am aware. And if you know if you don't recognize that, that's a microaggression, and you'll get called out for it.
You're supposed to suspend your grammar rules to call them, a single person, them.
Hey.
Is that a true thing?
Are you not aware that the world is changing around you?
I think I'm just getting old. We have to call one person they?
Well, you know, it's about sexual orientation. Are you the one to
it
judge?
It doesn't seem like it. That's about grammar.
Well, one would think it is, but it's not anymore.
It's about
sexual identity.
But isn't that just bisexual? What does that have to do with
them
being more than
which,
one?
They haven't decided which way.
They're still one person.
They don't know which side of the plate they want
that's
to hit
fine.
From.
But they're still one person. They're not.
I totally agree.
It's
but not necessarily because they might actually think they're two different people. At one time they could be a him, or another time they could be a she. So they just say we're them.
What if I say I think I'm a grizzly bear? I want to be referred to as a Kodiak bear from now on.
You're going to be up in Two West in a matter of days. I know it. I agree. I think it's getting overbearing. like, I'm sorry.
Have you ever called someone them?
No, I've not been approached about that yet. And if I was, I would do it out of respect.
There's a lot. I didn't know until I got on Twitter, but there's a lot of people who identify as they and them.
Yeah.
How much attention do you need?
We had an hour conference call in corporate America on this whole situation. Yeah. Yeah, so yeah.
You have not used it in a sentence yet?
Not yet. I haven't had the opportunity.
Like, where's they? It's going to be confusing. I mean, who's they? And if you're talking about Bill, they.
Well, I've seen a few people with it on their tagline. It said them slash they.
No, it's all over on Twitter. Everybody's them and they.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Have you changed your handle to he, him?
You're supposed to do that.
Yes.
These young kids are out of control, man.
You can't really say what you want to say here.
Well, I think the problem is their minds have been curated by tech companies' algorithms, and they don't know what the hell they're thinking.
Here's the story on this.
It's just real monkey simple. See, monkey do, isn't it?
It's real simple. Relax, people. Like, who cares? All right, I get it. So you want to switch hit. I got no problem with that.
Yeah, but they're asking you to take it on when they want to be addressed as them.
Yeah, I know it.
But if
you don't, and you work in corporate America, and you don't do that, guess what? Adios, motherfucker.
No
You're
kidding.
Gone. Yeah.
Maybe I'll just insist to be addressed as everyone. I'm everyone. I'm everyone.
I don't think you can be that.
You can't be everyone?
No, you can't.
But I can be them?
You can be them or they.
Man, I'm getting old.
Yeah.
I am definitely getting old.
That is a pet peeve. That bugs
me. Pet peeve? It's insanity.
It bugs the shit out of me.
Well, they're making other people. I mean, if you want to be insane, that's your business. But now you're making other people do it. So I think it's crossing the line, I think. I'll address you as I please.
Yeah.
All right, number two, grown men who bring baseball gloves to professional games.
Oh, my God. You talk about a bunch of fucking pussies. I'm serious. That is one of the things that is a pet peeve of mine as well.
Now, kids are fine. Kids, go ahead. If you're a kid.
Yeah, right. But if you can't barehand a baseball, go change your tampon. Seriously.
It's a bit much, right? These grown men with a glove on at the game, and they're there with their wife or whatever.
Yeah, I see them all the time. They should actually be a they, them.
And they want a ball that bad? You want a foul ball? What for? What do you want a ball for?
Exactly. Give it to the kids. You catch a ball, give it away.
Right. It's funny.
I actually did that at Dodger Stadium.
Did you? You caught a ball?
I caught a foul ball, and I turned around and gave it to this little guy that was probably 4 years old, two rows behind me, and I got a standing ovation.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
What year was this? You're making this up.
No, I'm not making this up. It was back in 1998. I went out to L.A. for some work for business, and we went to it was the first time I was at Dodger Stadium. And first time in, foul ball.
What about this? Guys who use the word hence with regularity, you know, you know what I mean? They're trying to sound smart. They're saying hence. They shoehorn hence into sentences. What do you think of that?
Well, these guys, that just shows.
Think they're from the 1800s? What do you?
Yeah. Okay, Shakespeare. See ya. Whatever.
Have you ever said the word hence?
I don't think I have.
I mean, you can once in a while, I guess, but with
regularity. I don't even think I've ever used it in an email. You know, you try to read your emails and you try to make yourself sound a little bit more intelligent.
Sure. But, yeah, right. You can do it. You can type it, but to say it.
But to put it, I wouldn't even put hence in there. Hence.
Huh? What about, I know a guy who uses the word whilst instead of while. He'll be like, I'll do this whilst I'm doing that. This is an insane person, right?
What a dick.
Calm down, Sir Lancelot.
Yeah, exactly. The Knights of the Round Table. Jesus.
So you are going to get the vaccine. You're not afraid of it at all.
I'm not afraid of it. Though, you know, I will say this about COVID.
Let's do the COVID thing. Because
I will say this about
COVID. It says
COVID.
Here you're a COVID denier.
I am?
That's what it says here.
I don't know who's feeding you that bullshit because that's not true. Here's what I will say.
Did you have it?
I can't. I don't think I can get it. And here's why. I was exposed to it back in September. I got nothing out of it. Janie had it. She was sick, down, sick, ill. She was really bad. I got nothing. In fact, when I went in the car, I had to run into Hy-Vee. I put her mask on, which was the only one in there, that was full of the COVID virus.
Right.
I'm sure she was spitting it into the mask. I had it on, and I was inhaling it into my body. Nothing. Nothing.
You're impervious.
I am. I don't even need to get the vaccine. I don't think I know I can't get sick. Two friends of ours had it. Nothing.
You never get sick, though, do you? You're not.
No, I'm impervious.
Why is that?
I don't know. It's the immune system. And, you know, the secret is vodka. You got to drink vodka.
Why is that the secret to kill the virus?
To me, it is. It's, you know, it's. I just can't get sick.
You got to drink vodka.
I just can't. I was in a car with a guy that had influenza A for 3.5 hours, and he was out of work for 6 days. I got nothing.
When's the last time you've been sick?
I think I'm on about a 15-year streak
right now. Are you kidding?
No.
I know people like that. They just don't get sick.
I can't get sick. Hey, here's something interesting. Did you know that the Cleveland Indians are actually changing their name?
Are they?
Yeah.
Why? Is that offensive to be an Indian?
It's offensive.
That's not offensive.
Well, it apparently is, because Cleveland.
What about
is
the
not,
Braves? Then we're going to go
I
down the
know.
Line. They're
There's
all going to have to go.
Have
what about the Padres? What are the Indians going to change their name to?
I haven't heard yet.
Okay, well, hopefully it doesn't turn into what happened to the Redskins. How do you feel about there being a football team?
That's stupid.
Named Washington Football Team, and people being okay with that?
Well, they did say they were going to try to figure it out, right?
They got to figure it out before they change it.
I would think so. I mean, you got an owner that has, what, millions, billions of dollars, and he can't figure out what he wants to call his team? Hello?
I don't get it. They can't keep that name. That's stupid.
No. But think about it. The Patriots are, that's taken. The, you know, the Eagles, which, you know, Washington Eagles, that might make sense.
Couldn't they just been the Warriors?
Can't you just call them the Lincolns? How about the JFKs?
How about the Foreskins? I don't know.
Are you kidding me?
The Washington Football Team doesn't have a ring to it.
No, it's really bad. Like, who sat up at night and thought of that?
Obviously no one. Like, they didn't even put any thought into that.
It was probably some little squeeby intern that came in. And
so
said,
insane.
It's probably the person that did they, them.
I mean, if they're going to change all these names, how do you feel about the... I don't like that there's football and baseball teams that have the same name. Do we really need the Giants football team and the Giants? Let's change all the names.
Here's a true fact about why... And maybe you already know this. But the New York Metropolitans, right?
Yeah, the Mets.
Yeah, right. Do you know why their uniforms are blue and orange?
Absolutely not.
You don't?
No, nobody knows that. This is a Jeopardy question.
Yeah, well, this is true. Because both the Giants and the Dodgers played, and they both moved out west. So when the Mets started up, they took the colors of both teams.
I did not know that. See?
Because they had an allegiance, right?
See?
They had a following. So that's how they felt, that they were supporting the fan base of the teams that were lost.
A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, probably don't.
A lot of people do not know that. You want to read some? You want to read some jokes? Well, they're not really jokes; they're just little one-liners.
Oh, sure. I got to get my glasses on. Are you handing them over?
Yeah, I'll do the first one.
Hey, by the way, what do you got the temperature at down here? Because it's.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, I feel like I'm at the David Letterman show.
It is nice.
And you got your stocking cap on, which is definitely a plus.
I think it looks cool. All right, the first one says, Brokeback Mountain is not a great name for a movie. It sounds boring and lame. They should have went with its working title, Cowboy Butt Sex.
That's
not great.
That's a pretty good one. Dude, who writes your jokes?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. They're not really jokes. They're just little.
Hey, you can either own cats, or you can have a house that doesn't smell like cat shit, but you cannot have both. You know, I wonder, this is really, I think this probably it can be true. The guy next door to us, did you see that gold house that's next door to us?
That's insane.
Isn't it?
That guy needs to be put down, man.
Well, you should see his cat population because it's insane.
He's got a lot of cats. Oh, he looks like he would have a lot of cats.
Yeah.
I've never seen the guy, but that house looks insane. You can see that from space.
I know it.
That brought down your property value. My God. This one says... No, this isn't good. If Bob Saget was gay, I think a lot of people would call him Bob Faggot.
Is that appropriate anymore?
No, that's not. That's,
I don't think you. I don't.
I didn't write that down. I didn't. We'll give you this one. This is a little short.
I bet Donald Trump's dick looks like a circus peanut.
Wow.
Hey, is there any correlation to the orange muffin face comment on that one? That's a good one. Do you like circus peanuts?
No. Does anybody?
I remember as a kid, I used to eat them, and I thought they were fantastic. And I was over at Tyson's one day, and they had them up by the register. And I thought, shit, yeah, I'm going to load up with some circus peanuts.
No, wait. There's the real peanuts, and there's the candy circus peanuts.
That's the one I'm talking about. Right.
Those
candy.
Are horrible.
So they're orange, right?
Yeah.
So I got a bag. Holy shit.
Not good.
I took a bite, and I think I'd rather eat a piece of dog shit.
It's just
awful. It was awful.
It's just high fructose corn syrup dried up, isn't it?
Yeah, I gave them to my nephew, and he ate them. He likes them.
Who's that?
Matt.
Wow.
Of course, he's the one that eats blackbirds, so who knows?
He eats blackbirds? That he killed himself?
Yeah, with a BB gun.
He cooked it, though.
Cooked it on the grill. Ate it.
All right. Hey, no one wants to be an actress more than the young lady who agrees to do a commercial for herpes medication.
Oh, that's man. Even, that's pretty bad.
That's not even good. Here's another one for you.
Interesting. I think fracking is fine. As long as it is between two consenting adults.
These are not good.
I think Joe Biden actually said that in one.
He said that?
I think that he was mistaken. That's why he was against fracking, and then he was for it.
Oh, that's why he changed his mind.
Yeah,
he flip-flopped on it.
Yeah, he thought it was... I think he thought it was this.
I think that's probably...
Then he flip-flopped afterwards. So that explains it. Sleepy Joe got it wrong the first time.
Hey, here's a funny prank. Wait until your friend falls asleep, then put his hand in a bowl of sulfuric acid. The look on their face when they wake up and see their skeletal remains is priceless.
That could be tricky. This was fun.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Thanks, Ginty, the sports guy, for showing up and having fun.
Yeah, peace out. This was good. Thanks, Tony.